there, Juicy Woman. Welcome back. I'm so tickled that you're here. Today's show, let's talk
Love
about what I like.
Radio.
Today's show.
I ain't got nothing but three things to say about that.
Juicy Woman, welcome back. I'm so tickled that you're here. Today's show, let's talk about what I like to call a fat day. Our episode today is actually called Body Bashing. What's really behind your fat and uglies? Do you ever get so lost in worrying and obsessing about your weight and thinking about your size that you lose all sense of perspective of the amazing person you are? What happens when you can't stop thinking of yourself as being the fat girl? Does it set you up for a huge binge where you don't surface again for weeks? Or do you just kind of stay hiding out, making pinky promises that you'll lose weight and come back stronger than ever after you do? Today, you'll learn what's really behind those fat and ugly, I hate my fat body feelings, and what you can do to stop falling down the rabbit hole. Now, here's the deal. If you look in the dictionary, you won't find any emotion that's actually labeled as fat because it's not there. But I'll bet you dollars to donuts that you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's when you feel so fat, you just can't stand yourself. Right down to your bones, you feel fat and disgusting and ugly. For me, sometimes those days come on from overeating, you know, the day after. But now, more often than not, they come from moving to a different level in my life. You see, your relationship with your body is kind of like a moving target. Sometimes you're going to feel great, and other times, not so much. It's true. As a certified empowerment coach, I'll teach you techniques that will help you to see things from a fresh perspective. Looking at things from an empowered view can give you the edge during those times when you've gotten knocked down and you're in need of a good booster shot of confidence. So now, let's look at this non-feeling feeling called fat. You may not recognize it, but it's really a code for something so much more. Like when you ask someone, "Do I look fat in this?" Tell me, you really, really don't want to know if you look fat. Instead, what you may really be saying inside is you may be asking, "Can I please have a hug? Because I feel horrible. I'm insecure. I'm frightened." You may be crying out for help, saying that you feel like absolute crap. Maybe you don't want to avoid drawing attention to yourself. Or maybe you just want someone to listen. Do you ever get thrown off course and whacked on the side of your head by a sudden sweeping obsession of thinking or seeing yourself as fat? Here's what you need to know about that. The way that you feel about your body is really the way that you feel about your life. If you're worried about your droopy breasts, it's more likely that you're concerned that you're losing your attractiveness. All the disgust that you're aiming toward your body is really just a veiled attempt at saying that you're unhappy with some part of your life. When the chips are down, if you're feeling horrible and you look at yourself in the mirror and focus on all the things that you think are wrong with you, it's not because there's anything wrong. It's just the way that you see yourself. That's what's all screwed up. You're going to hear it. I absolutely am crazy about Jessica Weiner. She is fabulous. In her book, Life Doesn't Begin 5 Pounds From Now, author Jessica Weiner says, what we haven't realized yet, is that this body insanity doesn't end with the rage you feel toward your stomach. the disapproval of your upper arms, the disgust you find in your thighs and calves. The way you feel about your body affects your entire life. It impacts your health, wealth, family, relationships, and career. It doesn't stop with the embarrassment you feel for your breasts or the hatred you have for your nose, chin, or thighs. Those are just the obvious ways we communicate something so much deeper. It's a lack of passion, a longing for love, and a severe absence of self-esteem. Hey, it happens to me too. Even though I'm the author of the book Love in the Skin You're In, I sometimes get a case of the body-hating blues. But I now know what to do about it when I get tired of feeling sorry for myself. Yeah, I got to feel sorry for myself for a little bit. I tap those hurts away afterwards. But sometimes I kind of like to stay stuck in the muck for a while. Many times for me, I find myself sabotaging after something fabulous happens when I've had a huge win. Here's an example of when it happened the very last time. Oh my gosh, last Friday was such an incredible day for me. My day started out with a bang. I had the time of my life. I was on Rena Valentin's open show on BronxNet TV. During the whole time I was on the show, I was so in the zone. I was just feeling it. I was feeling so fabulous and so confident and so amazing, really feeling the love for myself, for Rena, for all the people that were there on the show. There was like this powerful vibe of joy and empowerment in the atmosphere. You could feel it. And I loved connecting with the other guests and finally meeting Rena. My heart was on fire, and it just felt so good the whole time I was there. At the very end, I had a discussion with Rena, and I told her that I had completely forgotten that I wanted to promote I'm going to be doing a book signing at Ashley Stewart this coming Saturday in Harlem at their Harlem store. And I felt so badly that I forgot. And she said, oh my gosh, Andrea, why didn't you tell me? She said, you know, I would have been happy to have said that on the air. And I said, I'm so sorry, I totally forgot. And she told me what to do. And I got to tell you, the sabotage started as of that moment. I didn't do it. I actually didn't send her the email she asked me to. So when I got home, mind you, the whole trip home, I was thinking about, why didn't I do it? What's the matter with me? What does this really mean? Does this mean I don't believe in myself? I really don't want to do this. Am I scared? All that nonsense. So when I got home, the video from the show was already prepared, and it was ready, and it had come to my inbox. And I saw myself on the video of the show, and oh my God, I wanted to die. My joyful mood took a huge nosedive. Well, joyful, no, not so much because of the car, but it went even deeper. I looked at myself on the video, and I felt so fat. All I could see was flesh everywhere. I felt like I wanted to die. It looked to me like I was three times the size that I have in my head. It was like everything that I had accomplished up until that moment had completely dissolved, and I just saw myself as this fat chick. Oh, never a good thing. I knew I was in so much trouble that evening when I went out with the family for a late dinner, and I ordered my very old favorite, a cheeseburger and french fries. Sorry. As we sat on the bench together, when my hubby tried to get a little frisky with me with a little kiss and a cuddle in the restaurant, I was so not in the mood. I felt horrible about myself, and I was so completely aware of how fat I felt. I kept thinking I could feel my legs, you know, rubbing together, and I felt like I was too big, and I wasn't even fitting in the booth, and I was just so obsessed with my size. And I knew when I looked at that menu, I absolutely knew that the cheeseburger would make me exhausted and sleepy, but I didn't care. That's exactly what I wanted. When we got home, it's no surprise, I fell asleep on the sofa, feeling so disgusting, fat, and ugly. The next morning came, and I thought to myself, okay, girl, you got a choice. Are you going to do it again? Is it going to be a do-over of yesterday, last night, or are you going to do something different? And I thought to myself, it would be so easy to have woken up and let those same feelings of discontent slip into the day, but I didn't do it. You see, I know something that I'll share with you. When you feel fat, it's something else that's really the problem, not your size. Jessica Weiner, she describes this as the language of fat, F-A-T. When we talk about being fat or thinking in terms of our bodies, we're caught up all up in the surface. To go past the surface, you have to look at what you're feeling, what actions are going on in your life, and what thoughts you're having. Now look at it. Break it down. Fat. F-A-T. Feelings, actions, and thoughts. By looking at these and breaking down for yourself what's going on inside of you, you can go deeper and look further. If you pay attention to your feelings, actions, and thoughts, and look at them closer, you can understand why you've fallen victim to what I call a fat attack. You can challenge your negative thoughts about your body by looking at the intention behind your words. You can challenge fat thinking by refusing to participate in discussions about weight loss. You know how your girlfriends may be talking about, oh, I lost 5 pounds last week, and oh my gosh, I gained 5 pounds, or I went to Weight Watchers and they said this or that or the other. Don't do it. Step away. If that's something that hasn't worked for you, don't buy into it. Now, if you do happen to be a dieter and it's working for you, hey, do what works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So keep on doing what works for you. But I'm saying that if dieting is a trigger for you that causes you to feel uncomfortable and ugly and fat, step away. You can realize that every time you get an attack of feeling fat, that's actually a gift from your body, telling you how to find the source of what's really hurting you. So I knew that day, that morning. And since I knew that, this is what I did. You may recall that last week I had spoken with a caller, Maria, and I started to talk about one of the things that I do that really helps me to change the way that I feel in the moment. It's called the emotional freedom technique. And I was explaining to her how when you tap on certain parts, when certain parts of your body, like the side of your hand and on your face, it's going to change your chemical response. It's going to change the way that you're thinking. There's going to actually be a chemical response because it's going to activate chemicals and muscle relaxants in your body that will slow you down. And the latest research shows that when you tap on these acupressure meridian endpoints, when you tap on these at the same time that you're thinking whatever it is that you're thinking, you're going to neutralize the effect of what's upsetting you. So, as I had said, this is my go-to. I absolutely love this. So this is what I do. After I had enough of feeling sorry for myself, and I said, okay, this is it. Saturday is not going to go the way Friday did. It's going to be a new day. This is what I did. It You may think it takes a long time, but girl, I think it was an investment worth doing. So for 20 minutes, I just sat alone and I tapped on the side of my hand. And I let my feelings roll over me just like a wave. That's my way of getting my feelings, actions, and thoughts in order. As I was tapping on the side of my hand, you take your dominant hand and you just tap on the side of the other hand where a martial artist would break a block of wood. It's called the karate chop point. You tap there. And if you don't want to tap there, it's okay. You could just rub the upper chest, the upper part of your chest, kind of close to your heart. That's another thing that I love to do because I find it really nurturing. So for 20 minutes, I just sat alone and I tapped on that part of my hand. And the feelings were rolling over me. And during that time, I caught so many fleeting thoughts that I had been thinking, and I realized why I was really upset. As I continued to tap, a wave of sadness came over me, and I realized that I was still so hurt over missing my father so much since we've been estranged. I was especially torn by the fact that he used to videotape my presentation. Sorry. I warned you, I'm emotional. He used to videotape my presentations, and now he's not going to be there this Saturday. Wow. That was why I was beating up on myself over my size. As I tapped, I realized it made no sense, and I began to feel waves of compassion for myself that weren't there before. Tap, tap, tap. I kept doing it. Between you and me, I think I need to tap on that a little bit more because it's resurfaced. After half an hour of gently tapping on the side of my hand, I completely dropped my obsession about my size and realized that I needed to work on releasing more of my sadness and make it okay that Dad wouldn't be there to cheer me on next week or anytime soon. As I tapped on that, the pain became less and less, and the ache in my heart went away. All of a sudden, I was filled with renewed energy and zeal for sharing my message to help other women just like you free themselves from their own self-imposed fat prisons. The rest of the day was so delightfully productive, and I spent it loving and enjoying every single moment with the family. Now, here's the takeaway to you, my friend. How often do you let a fat day get to you? And are you thinking that the problem behind your misery is because you're overweight? It's not. It's just a symptom of something else. On the surface, the behavior around overeating looks so deceptively simple. You eat when you're not hungry, so all you have to do to remedy that is to force yourself to stop eating, right? No, it doesn't work that way. Because if you try to pressure yourself to eat less, it will feel as though you're being deprived, and you'll find yourself fighting back tooth and nail trying to get what's been taken from you. Now, here's the challenge for you. Instead of focusing on what you can control, spend more time thinking about what's out of your reach. Ask yourself, how do I feel? What does being fat mean to me? And why am I so upset with my body? I urge you to focus more often on what's really bugging you, and look at the next fat day that you have as an opportunity to go behind the scenes and find out what's making you hurt. You won't be sorry, and your body will thank you so much because that ravenous urge to eat, to satisfy yourself, will yield to a willingness to be more gentle with yourself. Let me teach you how you can do that. Let me ask you, isn't it time you realize that each time that you fall back on focusing on your body as the problem, you're giving in to the old lies and perpetuating the self-hatred? Look deep. Look deep into the fat, feeling, actions, and thoughts. Decode them. I'm here to help. So now, sorry, I lost my checklist. Now for the Juicy Woman checklist, the task of the day, here's what I want you to focus on for this week. Pay attention to what your heart is telling you. It's that quiet little voice of your intuition that really knows what you need. That's what you need to listen to. Many times what I do is I find time and I just close my eyes. I gotta say, I'm not really consistent in terms of meditating. I wish I were, but I do know that the days when I'm consistent, bam, nothing flusters me. That's what I'm gonna really, really encourage you to do, is just spend time quietly listening to your own feelings. Because there is so much stuff that we hear all around us. There's all the media messages, you're too fat, you're too ugly, you'll never be thin enough, you're not a size 5, 6, whatever. All of that stuff that impacts the way that we feel about ourselves. So I'm going to encourage you to go within and pay attention to what's inside of you. It's that quiet little voice of your intuition that really knows what you need. Speaking of that, I would love to see you. I hope you'll be able to come out and see me this weekend. If you're in the New York area, I'll be having that book signing at the Ashley Stewart flagship store in Harlem, New York. You can catch all the details on my Twitter page, at The Juicy Woman. Until next week. Make it a sparkling day. Bye, Juicy Woman.